Our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program every Sunday at 7 o'clock and then online at WHLC.com with our Honorable Mayor, Patrick Taylor. This is another busy week for you, the work session on Thursday.
That's right.
The town board meeting on Thursday, and then you've got the community coffee that you just got back
Absolutely.
From.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. And we want to open with so many great things are happening simultaneously. The Highlands Catchers Film Festival, for one.
That's the first year for the film festival. It is a tremendous success. I know they've been having huge turnout every day of the film festival. I anticipate that becoming a classic event, just like we have with the Chamber Music Festival and other.
Okay. And some generous donor underwrote all of the tickets and anything you wanted to see a seminar. It was all free, so you just had to show up. High school golf scholarship. We got some more cash for that. It'll raise a lot of money.
The Highlands Golf Tournament to benefit the Highlands Scholarship Program was held at the first of the week. It was a great success. They had, I think, 33 teams. About $72,000 was raised for that event. I want to thank so many people that worked with that. Brian Steeler, he organized the event again this year. He's been committed for so many years. The Cullisager Country Club, they hosted the event like they have in the past. It was a wonderful event. They'll be doing that again next year. That's a great venue for the golfers to show their skills. The Bryson family underwrites all the overhead cost and contributes to the Scholarship Foundation, and we really appreciate them and also the players that always come out and participate in the tournament.
And let's talk about the work session after you recognize the service of Brian Steeler at the town board meeting.
That's right. We gave him a recognition, a plaque, for his 14 years of service on the Board of Commissioners. It was an emotional event. Brian was choked up. Other commissioners, his colleagues, were choked up too, because it just kind of brought home his commitment to the Highlands community. As we said, the golf tournament has been something that he has organized for so many years, and it was very touching for all of us, and it gave us kind of, I think, pause to step back and say, yes, we deal with some very difficult issues in the community, but everybody that's involved in it, Brian, in his years of service, have the best for Highlands involved in all the decisions that are made.
He's a good man. The discussion concerning solicitation on public sidewalks and the strengthening of the ordinance?
We have an ordinance about merchandising and trying to solicit people on the sidewalks. We want to strengthen that ordinance so we can control that problem. We looked at a new ordinance, a draft. I anticipate that being approved by the town board. We heard from merchants. We heard from residents. And it was a dialogue about what is the problem, how we can control it. Some people would like for us to increase the fines up to $1,000 or $2,000. I wouldn't be opposed to that, except North Carolina statute says a municipality can only impose a civil fine of $500 per offense. That is what we will do. We talked about more stringent enforcement. One of the issues that was brought up, especially with the police, putting cameras on the street so they can document when someone violates the order and steps out and starts merchandising. The advantage of that is that would be a video record, which the police could then take to court if necessary to prove that that violation had occurred. I think enforcement's important, and also strengthening the existing ordinance and then going from there.
He brought up before we started recording that you attended the Mayor's Association of Carolina in Asheville.
I always enjoyed getting out, meeting other mayors. What is interesting to me is that North Carolina is the fourth fastest growing state in the union. With that growth, there's a lot of opportunities, more revenue, more economic development of standard of living that will increase and improve for so many people. And there are challenges. Some of the small towns like Highlands, in that they have 1,000 or 3,000 residents, over the last decade, some of them have now increased to 10,000. And someone would tell me, well, that's just the beginning. We're looking at another 5,000 in the next few years. They're having to scramble to improve infrastructure, water and sewer, roads, services to the community. Those mayors are very busy trying to get state funds, In Highlands, we don't have that explosive growth. We've had a very slow increase in the population. We're at about 1,067, according to the last census. Before that, we were like 985. So it's been pretty stable. I think that there's a balance there. We want to have a sustainable economy. I'm not sure that the residents would like to see explosive growth. A number of mayors would get up enthusiastically say, from a small town, we're getting a Target store. We're getting a Walmart. But I was kind of laughing, saying, if I stood up in a public gathering in Highlands and said, we're getting a Target, sat next to the mayor of Mount Airy, the home of Mayberry. He was saying, we have 10,000 people, but we're about to, you know, explode. But he said, we have 100-something thousand cars pass through our town a day. I said, really? And he says, yeah. And he says, for the Mayberry Festival, we'll have 300,000 people come into the town. And then he says, we have 750,000 visitors each year. And I said, Mayor, how do you contend with all of this? How do you deal with that many cars on your roads? And he said, well, it is a real challenge. And I said, I bet your road system, you can't expand your roads fast enough to handle that volume of traffic. He said, it's a real issue that goes continually on in our community. On the other hand, they have to constantly plan to handle those large number of people. Funny, he was saying that to the group of mayors, he was saying, I used to not like the term that we're Mayberry. Looked in California and Pasadena, and they were saying they were the Mayberry of the West Coast. So I decided we're the Mayberry of the East Coast. That just, I think, illustrates the challenges that so many municipal governments in North Carolina are facing with the expanding economy and the fact that people want to come and live here in North Carolina. People want to come here and invest, build homes and everything in Highlands also.
Talking to real estate people, a lot of those realtors are saying people aren't leaving. They just want to stay here and enjoy the life.
I encourage that. I want to see us have a presence more of full-time residents and sustain that seasonal residence base, because that's where so many contributions come to this community. The full-time residents, the seasonal residents. Think about the film festival that has been so successful this year. The base for that is residents who invest in our institutions like the PAC, the Bascom, and so forth. So it's an interesting community that we live in. It's a community of balance and sustainability.
And generosity.
And generosity. You're exactly right, Steve.
All right, we've accepted the bids to demolish the playhouse. I'm sorry to see her go.
Yes, I am too. We didn't enter this just overnight, being flippant about it. We started 2 years ago after the Mountain Theater folks had left the building, and we had a comprehensive study of what it would take to restore the playhouse and bring it up to modern code. After all was said and done, at least $3 million. The parking spaces that were available at the playhouse, they're being used by other activities now, so there's not a lot of parking there. 60 days ago, we kind of had a moratorium and said, we'll entertain proposals. We really didn't get a response. And with talking with people in the public, I think they understood that it was time to remove the playhouse and repurpose that property. So the vote was taken last night. Bryson's Construction will be the company that will do the demolition. I've talked with Ryan Bryson, and we've had conversations with stakeholders like the theater folks, the PAC people, and other interested people. Before the demolition, we'll open up the process where people want to remove the bricks, which I think will get started very soon. That will be accomplished. If people want to salvage some things like the sign, of course we'll work with them. And the contractor, Bryson's, will also, in doing that before the building is removed. The next step will be, what will the purpose of that property be going into the future? I advocate allow the planning board to review this issue, solicit public input, and then make a recommendation to the town board as to how to repurpose that property. I know some people would say, there you go, Mayor. taking down another historic building. I hear that, although I would say that that building didn't have a lot of good bones to it. It had been built with old sawmill lumber and so forth. To have tried to preserve it would be like to completely rebuild it to where you'd lose a lot of that preservation charm that you wanted to save. I was at my coffee today, and Charlotte Muir, the director of giving at the PAC, was there talking about what they're doing. They have paid off their debt. They're coming off of this film festival with tremendous response. And I pointed something out. I said, we always tend to look at historic buildings from the past. Peter Jefferson, an architect that used to be here, pointed out that the way we build buildings now involves historic preservations for many of them, and they will become historic buildings. And I think the PAC and even the Bascom illustrate that idea. They're new buildings, but the way they've been built, especially that PAC with the concrete walls, into the future, they will become historic buildings here that can be preserved. Really, things like this film festival and things that you're doing now with this new building, those will be the early activities that other generations will look back and say, oh, the people at the PAC that built this building had this vision of creating these programs that we now enjoy and value as historic programs. For example, the film festival, the Chamber Music Festival already has a long history that people cherish here in Highland. So I know it's sad to lose the Playhouse, but I look optimistically to the future that we're creating history. We're creating traditions with these new structures and new programs.
We're going to have to find a way to do our business without Lamar Nix. Oh, he recently got married, and now he is planning to retire.
Congratulations to Lamar, both for remarrying and also deciding to retire. He has served this community for 30 years. He's not only our public works director, but he's our professional licensed engineer for the town. And that's been a real benefit. We will immediately start looking for a new public works director, and hopefully we can find someone with the professional engineering credentials also. But those are big shoes to fill, and I know our town manager is already beginning to put out the word that we will be looking for a new public works director. In the meantime, Lamar and I've had a conversation. Some of the projects that we have in the hopper, like the Dog Mountain project, the improvement and upgrading of the sewer line on 64 going toward Franklin, the fourth circuit with our electrical grid, and the water improvements, the documents up to speed to move forward with those projects. Josh Ward and I were talking about the challenge will be, once the projects get underway, we need a professional engineer, a public works professional that can be on site. So when there are issues about how to proceed or what to do, and that will happen with every construction project you have, you need an expert can say, this is the way we should go. So we'll be working on replacing and filling that position. We are appreciative to all the things that Lamar has done for this community.
The Little Bear Pen and electrical wires, all those two projects need to be completed.
The pulling of the electrical wire for that third circuit, that contractor should be finishing up very soon. If you notice, the activity this week was toward Maple Street in downtown, and that is the head end of that whole project where they'll tie into the grid. So they're getting very close. Little Bear Pen caution light system. DOT installed the hardware. Their contractor put in all the electrical. I checked this week with Lamar Nix, and he says, we're waiting for DOT to tell us to connect what the contractor has done to our electrical grid. We have a meter and everything ready to go to activate the electrical circuit. So then I assume the DOT professionals will come in and calibrate that warning system like they do a red light. We're trying to connect with DOT saying, we're ready to go. When are you going to come and activate the system?
So much information is available to us here at the radio station because we're on the Sunshine List. We've downloaded the town app. And so all you have to do really is call Town Hall and talk to Gibby.
I was at Town Hall earlier this week in the morning, and somebody came in and asked to be put on, and they said, well, just give us your email address and you'll be included in the list. So I encourage people, if you haven't gotten on the Sunshine List, to call Gibby and she'll be happy to put you on the list. Dial 828-526-2118 and that'll get you all set up. When you are on the Sunshine List, you'll get all the documents and information that the Town Board of Commissioners get before the meeting each month of the Town Board or workshop or any special meeting. You'll get that information. The other thing I would encourage people to do is to, again, download from your app store that you have on your cell phone the Town of Highlands app. When you do that, it's free. You can set it up for notifications that we send out on emergencies. It also gives you access or information to nonprofit and other resources in Macon County and the town. And it will let you connect to our website that we've just activated, a new website. If you want more detailed information, like if you want to go and look at past videos of board meetings or minutes, or if you want to go look at ordinances or the UDO, there are just so many things available. If you want to look at vacancies on town committees and things like that, it's all on the website. So I encourage people to get that app, because if we do have any hurricanes or bad weather, we'll be able to contact you immediately through that app. Looks like the hurricane season is good for September. Was not very active. I guess we've got October and into November to get through that treacherous time.